but had an idea about a year ago to start something called Dream Date. And it sort of just sat there with you, Chris. Welcome to our program, first of all.
Thank you. It's good to be on your program. Thank you.
It sort of sat there, as you were telling me before we went on the air, and then it got resurrected in your mind, this idea of Dream Date. Tell me what Dream Date... First of all, tell me why you started thinking again about doing this thing, Dream Date.
Well, I had been watching the television news, and I saw about the news about this very unfortunate lady, Terri Schiavo, and I just began thinking about how there are a lot of girls who, you know, have wanted to go on a prom and for one reason or another never got asked out, never were able to go on their prom. And so I thought about Dream Date, and I thought about starting it up again. And
can you tell us what it is?
I guess just, you know, like I was saying, there's so many girls out there who don't get asked out on dates, and you know, for whatever reason, they're not good looking. You know, some, you know, to use the words a lot of guys use, they might be dogs, or, and I don't mean to be rude, but they deserve, in my opinion, to have a dream date on their prom. And I guess not everybody can win a, you know, a TV contest. So
now, you started this by taking out ads in one of the local newspapers. You got invited on some radio TV shows.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, you're doing this because you followed the Terri Schiavo case.
Well, I can see how precious life is, and I do want to do something. My heart goes out to people who, girls who don't get asked to the prom, and I guess the Terri Schiavo case kind of put it all in a perspective for me. And
so you would have to juggle a lot of dates, I think, if you got, because prom season is a very limited season, isn't it?
That's correct, but it's subject, so the dates are obviously subject to availability. But I just feel it's important to do something for girls who want to have the dream date of a lifetime.
And do you charge a fee for this?
Yes, we do, but it's not exorbitant, and it's not the same rate. It's sort of a sliding scale, and I price it on an individual basis. I just want the girls to have a good time.
And what can the girls expect on a date like this? I take it you are their date?
Well,
the first thing we should say, I guess, is you're a handsome guy, right?
Well, I mean, I've been told that, yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I started. People told me, you know, how handsome I am, and I feel that any girl should be able to go to a prom, I guess, with a guy who, you know, that the other girls will feel jealous about.
Okay, so tell me about the date. What can they expect on the date?
I will pick up the prom girl in a limousine. We have a corsage for her. We go to dinner at a five-star restaurant of her choice. We do have a cap on what the dinner can cost, but and then we take her to the dance, and that's when the magic happens. You can imagine the average girl who's never been asked to a prom. She makes an entrance as she gets out of the limousine. We've got a smoke machine, you know.
A smoke machine?
Yeah, and you know, so it's like she's walking out of hell or something, you know, and then she gets to be seen with me, and she dances with me, and her friends can see her, you know, with a handsome guy, and then the evening winds down, and I take her out for dessert, and then take her home, and these are obviously underage girls, so I'm a perfect gentleman. And
now, you say the rates depend. You mentioned that it's a sliding scale?
Yes, that's correct. The price for the evening varies according to, you know, whatever challenges it may present.
And what do you mean by challenge?
I guess my business dream date was started so that high school girls who wouldn't get asked out would have a dream date for the prom. And the ability to make that happen varies from girl to girl. Some girls are not, you know, I guess they're more not as good looking.
Well, if she's not that good looking, so what does that mean?
Well, it's just, it takes more effort on my part to get into it. It's one of the reasons why we do cap the dinner tab at $25. But the other thing, too, that I wanted to mention, Phil, a lot of girls are, I guess, nervous eaters, overeaters, or this kind of thing, and I'm not here to judge anybody. If the girls are nervous, if for whatever reason during the evening they want to binge or they want to purge, we will allow them to. We have for want of a better term, we have a purge bucket in the limousine. And it's just one of the added things, this kind of sensitivity that we have about that.
All right. I saw on your brochure, and I'll open the phones up here, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I saw on your brochure that you say you underplay the cost, right?
Yes, sir.
And I think, by the way, that that's a very good thing.
Thank you.
But I saw here that you call it a possible surcharge of $25.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
It's a surcharge. If I'm in with a prom date who's not that attractive, and any of my friends happen to be in the restaurant that see me.
So what if they see you?
It's just maybe an embarrassment factor. I mean,
okay. Let me just tell you this. It sounds. I know that you want girls to have a dream date, and I appreciate that. Don't you think it's a little insensitive to have a sliding scale as to how good looking they are? I mean, you're making it more expensive for girls that are not as attractive, whatever that means, than girls that are attractive.
I think if you follow business, and you know anything about business, Mr. Henry, it's just how much work you have. If you have to work harder, then you should get paid more.
And well, why would it be harder work for you to go out with a girl who may be overweight or not that attractive?
Just to get in, you know, to get into it. I mean, it's not that big. It's not that big of a price difference. It's only like a $20 price difference. You know, it slides up and down from there. But
and then the fact that it's a surcharge of $25 for any girl that's not that good looking.
No, that's just if my friends see me with a girl that's not that hot. In other words, they make an assumption, and it's. I mean, it's not that it's something we can waive, but I want women to know that. We're here primarily for the girls. I mean, I don't want to embarrass them or anything, and if what I'm doing is embarrassing, I certainly don't want to do that.
Well, I would tell you, you do well not to do a sliding scale, and you do well not to have a surcharge.
All right, can I give out our phone number?
All right, well, those lines are open. We'll take calls from people, young women who may want to find out more. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. It's called Dream Date. Chris Norton is the date. And your picture's on the website, right?
That's correct.
How would you describe yourself to any woman listening right now?
I would say that I'm, you know, a Ryan Seacrest type, but I'm better looking than him, and I'm also more athletic, you know, so I've got a better body. Also, I've been described as very sexual, and so I have a great deal of sense of sexuality. And
how do women access your service?
We take a $15 deposit, and we do require a picture.
Now, you said this for girls who may not... You're asking for pictures. Why?
The picture simply is to determine... Okay. I don't want this to be taken wrong, and forgive me, but it's just to determine if you're not in a wheelchair or something. And that's all we want to know. There's nothing...
What if the girl is in a wheelchair?
I'm sorry?
What if she is in a wheelchair? Is that even more expensive?
Well, I mean, I got to rent a limo then with a wheelchair ramp. And there'll be other things that I got to do. So, it's going to be more expensive. So...
All right. So, the girl sent a picture. What if she sends a picture that you don't approve of? What if she is handicapped to the point where you can't take her out?
Then that's unfortunate, you know.
Is the $15 refundable?
Unfortunately, it is not, no.
All right, so she sends her picture in, and you say, no, I can't take you out, but I'm keeping your $50? I mean, come on, man.
Well, you know, it's kind of a...
Let me advise you a little bit here, Chris, on how you might be more successful with your business, if I could.
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't really need the advice. I mean, I'm very, like I said, I'm very good looking. You know,
I don't doubt that you're good looking. I'm sure that any woman that sees you would want to go out with you. What I'm saying is, sliding scale, surcharge of $25. Hi, I'm crippled. Oh, gee, it's too bad. I can't take you out, but I'm keeping your $15. I mean, this all plays a little negative, I think.
Well, I do appreciate your input, but I am, like I said, I'm very good looking, and I think once the women do see me and know that they can be out on a dream date with me, they're not going to be, you know, be that big of a deal.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Chelsea, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Chris Norton.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and tell you, Chris Norton, that I think this is a joke. I think any high school girl, if you don't have to buy her date to show up at a prom with someone who sounds like they're 40 years old, is going to be made fun of.
Well, wait a minute, I'm 28.
The fact that you have surcharges based on how they look doesn't sound like you're really out to help anybody's self-esteem except for your own, especially if you get caught by seeing one of your friends with someone who's not very attractive. I mean, it sounds like you're just really out to make a buck, and this is an embarrassment to even be on the radio talking.
Well, first of all, I want to say that I'm 28 years old. I do treat the girls with respect. I apologize if it sounded like I'm, you know, if I'm not being sensitive. I'm just saying, in any line of work, I'm sure you understand that the harder you have to work, the more money you can expect to make. And if I'm out with a girl who's a challenge...
Well, what does that mean, a challenge? That she's
well,
not...
You should be taking someone out by what you're saying to make them feel good,
that's
to
why
feel
I started,
better about themselves.
Right, that's
have
why
a purge bucket in the limo waiting for them? That just seems completely insensitive. And
why is that insensitive? There are a lot of girls these days who are very nervous about their weight, and I'm not going to judge them. If they want to purge...
So you're going to charge them more because they're overweight?
No, ma'am.
If you're seen with them? I mean, that would make me want to puke.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but I
know. I'm in business school. I know all about business, but it sounds like you are just out to make money off of people who have low self-esteem, people who are under 18 years old, and you're 28. I mean, it sounds like you need to get a life,
buddy.
Wait
a minute. You know as well as I do the dream of a lot of girls who are teenagers to go, oh, the guy is 28, okay? That's number one. Number two, I have a limousine and everything. And also, the purge bucket is simply to recognize I don't judge teenage girls like most people do. If she wants to purge, like you, do you purge?
No, I don't. I'm sorry, I don't.
Well, some women do, you know. It is voluntary, you know. You don't have to spew. You know what
this
I'm saying?
I feel embarrassed for you.
Let me ask you a question. I got a question for you, Chris. Girl purges into a bucket in a limousine. What do you do with that?
We dispose of it. But I'm not going to judge her. You know, these girls feel nervous enough when they eat. You know?
How do you dispose of it?
I'm sorry?
How do you dispose of it?
This is a joke, and I can't believe any parent would let their daughter do this, and I hope that parents are smart enough not to let their children partake.
Well, I think, Chelsea, you understand, being a young woman, that young girls, it's probably one of the great, you know, a girl not being invited to her prom is sad. It's really sad, and I'm just trying to help.
That's what girlfriends are for. Go with your girlfriends. Don't buy a date who's 28 years old who's going to charge you extra to be seen with you and have a purge bucket in the limo. Get a life.
You know what? Go to the prom with another girl? Okay.
All right, Chelsea, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. You don't think that that's something the girls do?
I think it's pretty pathetic if you got to go to the prom with another girl. I think if when you have the choice between going with your girlfriend, you know, your girlfriend Melanie, you know, who you know, wants to go back to her house after the prom and listen to some Evanescence records and you know, get into her goth, you know, costume, that's fine. I'm talking about going out with a guy who, yeah, I am sassy. And
all right, 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton with us. His company is called, or his service is called Dream Date. You can buy his services as your date for the prom. And if you're a girl who wants to go to the prom and you haven't been asked, he'll take you to the prom. He's a handsome guy. He'll take you in a limousine. All kinds of things. When you get out of the limo, there's smoke. And he's got dinner for you and a corsage for you and dancing and everything. And there is a surcharge if you are overweight.
So I have a sex appeal, and girls, you know, women like me. And I want girls, you know, it's just, I think, I would say to your audience, if you care about Terry Schiavo and what you're about, the Dream Date service, and have enough.
I'm curious how the Terry Schiavo case figures into this.
Well, I saw a picture of Terry Schiavo. I don't know if you saw it, but when back before she went out cold, you know, got knocked out cold or whatever happened, she was very hot looking, and now look what happened. So there's a lot of girls who are in that boat, and I just want them to have a good time at the prom. And I'm not trying to offend anybody, and I'm not trying to hurt anybody. And this is all about making those girls who will not get asked out to the prom feel special. And, yeah, there is a surcharge, but I'm not going to hold them to it or anything. And
Well, look, let me ask you something. Terry Schiavo, how much would she cost?
You mean?
It's on the dream date.
How's she going to call me up?
What do you mean?
She's in a coma.
I'm saying, if a girl looked like that...
The way Terry Schiavo used to look, that would... She was hot.
No. Terry Schiavo has been ravaged by a coma. Obviously physically ravaged by time and what this debilitating condition has taken out of her. How much would she cost if she looked like that and you got a call from her?
Okay, so now you're trying to make me look bad.
No, just how much? Give me a rough figure.
It'd probably be... I'd have to put it up in four figures.
Four figures?
Well, yeah, because...
Okay, so we're talking over $1,000.
If you're saying about the way she looks now?
Yes!
So that makes me a bad guy, because it would probably be about $1,500, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bethany, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, this guy is absolutely unbelievable. For him to quote that he claims that he makes women feel good because they didn't get asked to the prom, but then again, he's rated women as far as, you know, what their, you know, emotional or handicapped ability is.
I'm just saying, you make money according to the work that you put out. Are you in business? I mean...
Of course I am. I'm in bartending business, and I am a girl that has been in the service industry for 10 years.
Okay. And because you're in the bartending business, I can tell right away you've got to be good looking. You've got to be.
Well,
no way they're going to put you behind the bar unless you're hot. So you understand what it is to be hot, and I do.
No,
and
but
I'm going to get penalized for that.
No, I do. There's a place for a person to be hot, to offer something, but not to be hot to offer these young ladies who don't have a date to the prom. I'm sorry. You know, that's a part of life.
What did I do?
And girls who don't have dates to the prom don't need some guy to charge them this much money and to rate them on how good-looking they are. They might as well be asked by some, you know, in their little elementary school.
Well, you know as well as I do, in your line of business, you probably let your thong ride up a little bit to get an extra tip. Yes or no?
No.
Oh, come on,
absolutely
man.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
absolutely not.
Now she's not telling the truth. See, you've been over to, and the thong rides up.
No, actually, I haven't because I don't like that.
She'll probably get fired if she pulls something like that. How do you know where she works? Maybe she works in a classy joint where that stuff isn't allowed.
No, I wouldn't get fired. I bartended at a country club for 10 years at a country club, and I never, ever had to act like that.
It's not within me.
I mean, yes,
it's not
I am
normal.
Good looking, but...
Bartenders named Bethany, generally we're talking TGIF. I mean, where do you work?
Well, right now I work at a bar called the Jetlag Lounge. But
is that down near the airport?
No, that's in town where I live.
Okay, well, all I'm saying is... It's a small surcharge if they're hard to look at. I mean,
Of course there's a small surcharge, but there's a huge emotional charge there. There's a huge, huge... For girls to have to, let down their pride to call this number so they have some date at the prom, they might as well call their grandfather.
No, wait a minute.
And have
I'm 28. I'm very hot looking. Get out of the limousine. Smoke. Okay, all kinds of smoke and stuff. Everybody's looking at him, going, who's the hot guy that she's with? This and that, this and that.
All right, let me just update our listeners. We're talking with Chris Norton, Dream Date. It's prom season if you are a young lady who is not sure she's going to get asked out to the prom. And that's not a very pleasant feeling for some girls. Some girls don't care. But if you do, you can go out with Chris. Mr. Norton provides the date. He provides the limousine. He provides the dinner. He provides the corsage. He provides even a little bit of smoke and mirrors as you get out of the limousine. Makes it a very big event. Mr. Norton is a handsome guy. You're an aspiring model, correct?
I have also, Mr. Henry, I've appeared in a couple of, adult films, but I don't want, you know, I'm not saying you should go see them or anything, but I have, you know, obviously I've been hired to do, you know, adult films and everything, and also I want people to know that I am waiving the surcharge based on the phone calls we've had. I just want everybody to know that.
Based upon the phone calls we've gotten tonight, you will not surcharge a woman in case your friends see you? Is that what that is?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, I would hope so, sir, because it's not the most... You know, you're charging a woman $25 extra for the night in case your friends see you with her. Do you see what the other lady was saying about self-esteem?
I totally understand, yeah. I get it now. Yeah, it's... I'm sure you know, Mr. Henry, I'm sure every man out there knows women. How do you figure them, you know?
Well, I mean, they're not, you know, they're hard to figure sometimes. One thing's for sure, brother, don't charge me, don't charge $25 extra to be have to be seen with them. I can tell you, I don't know much about women, but I tell you right now, that'll get your eyes clawed out of your face, you know?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is that Bethany still on the phone, or?
No, she's gone.
Do you have a number for her, or is there any...
No, I do not.
Where did she say she worked?
She works at the after... What the heck was it? The Jet Lag Lounge.
Where is that located, you know?
I think it's in Phoenix. I think it's in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Because she did sound very, you know, cute, and there was a lot of sexuality there, you know.
That's fine, man, but I don't think she's looking for a prom date. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Krista. Krista, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. I just called to tell you, and I'm going to try to say this as kindly as I can. You are egotistical. You keep saying that you're 28 and you're handsome and you have this and you have that. Who are you trying to impress, yourself? Because you sure haven't impressed me, buddy. I don't know where you come from, but everybody was made in the likeness of God. And whether you're pretty on the outside does not matter. You can look at somebody in their eyes and tell what kind of a person they are. I've been around the world, and you make me sick.
Ma'am, I've waived.
And let me say something to all the young ladies that are out there listening to you.
I told you, I waived the surcharge.
Don't fall for it, baby. Don't fall for it.
All right, hold on, Krista.
Because you know what?
Krista,
you need to grow up. Because if you don't grow up, you're going to be through. I'm telling you that right now.
Well,
because you've done met your mate, buddy.
May I say something, Mr.
You've
Henry?
Done met your mate.
Right, hold on, let him
There's
say something.
There's nothing that you can say.
Let
you know why?
Krista, I'm the host of the
because
show. I'm going to let him say. What do you want to say?
I just want this lady to know I've waived the surcharge. They may calm her down.
Okay, Krista?
I don't need you.
I've waived the surcharge.
I can take care of myself, thank you. I'm an E7 in the United States Army getting ready to retire after 25 years. I don't need you, honey,
yep.
But I'm warning all these other young
That'll
ladies
the
out
price.
There to beware of men just like you,
okay.
And that's why half of them can't stand men.
How fat are you?
Because you're egotistical.
Okay, you got to watch your language, Krista. I'm sure you understand. Krista,
I don't have to watch my language for you.
Yes, on my show you do. Yes, you do. Now, what's your response, Chris?
I just want to know how fat she is.
Excuse me?
How fat are you?
Oh, I'm not. I weigh 128 pounds.
On a 5'1" frame, that's pretty rough.
No, I'm 5'5".
Well, that's chunky.
So see, you think you know people, but you don't.
You know,
you don't know anything about people.
You're in the Army.
How can you judge somebody?
You're in the Army.
By a picture.
Are you? You didn't go to Iraq, did you?
Excuse me?
You didn't go to Iraq, did you?
Oh. Baby, been there and back. Been to Desert Storm.
Well, you know what?
Been to Kosovo. Been all over.
You sound psycho to me. And
been
I just
all
wonder
over.
How many civilians are in an open grave over there that...
Okay, that's not necessary.
Well, she sounds psycho.
No,
you know
I'm not psycho, baby.
Krista,
I've been around the world.
You sound bitter because you never
I'm
went
not
to the prom.
Psycho.
You hog. She's a psycho bitch.
She hung up.
Well,
she hung up on you because you called her a hog. Because
I called her a hog. She called me an A-hole, a B-hole. She compared me to a B, an A. She said I was a B-plug, an A-plug.
What?
I heard everything she said to me. Now, she's in the United States Army. She probably machine-gunned a whole classroom full of school kids just because they didn't have her coffee ready. And then went back to the mess hall and had another helping of garlic mashed potatoes. Oh, yeah!
Here is Beth. Beth, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Beth.
Okay, dude, you know, you are not doing anything positive for these girls. I don't know who you think you are.
Well, how old are you? I mean, why don't we ask them?
I'm in my 20s. I was there when I was in high school.
Did you go to your prom?
Sucked. Yes, I went to my prom. But you know what? If anyone had to pay to get a date. I mean, my God, can you imagine the psychological drama? I mean,
you were probably the kind of girl that put down those poor girls that didn't go to the prom. And that's what I'm trying to help. You know,
no,
you were probably
you're
one that stood there on the sidelines laughing at the poor girls that didn't go. And then I show up.
Encouraging them to throw up.
Hey, you know they throw up.
Encourage their bulimia.
You know they throw up. Okay.
Well, of course I know they throw
up.
My
then
God,
why
the
make
girl
them feel
I
bad
doubled
about
with
it.
Threw up.
The girl you went to what? Girl you went
the
to bed with?
I no, the girl I doubled with on prom. We went with a double date, and she threw up.
Yeah, I'll bet it was a double
and
date.
And I can't believe. No.
All right.
You know,
look.
Here's the thing. Young girls are gonna purge.
No,
I have a purge. I've got
you
a purge trough for them. And
no,
if you, don't,
you are encouraging this kind of behavior, and that's just disgusting. The amount of psychological damage you are doing to these children is
let me ask
amazing.
Some. Did you buy two dresses and sew them together to have a dress that would fit you? Or...
No.
All right. So what are
what
we doing
are you
now?
Insinuating?
You know, I'm just here to say, Phil, that my phone number, my website, you know, forget it.
Dude, there is
yeah.
no way
yeah.
you should get any business. You are a pig. I can't believe you are preying on these young girls.
You know what?
For what purpose?
You're all upset because the ugly girls have finally got a shot, and now you can't put them down because they're going to be at the prom with a better-looking guy than you had.
No, I'm not upset because the ugly girls are finally getting a shot. I'm
you know
upset
what?
Because you're preying
you're
on these poor children.
You're upset because they're going to have a better-looking date than you ever had. And
yeah,
by the way,
tell me, yeah,
hey,
keep telling
hey,
me why I'm upset.
You want to know
yeah.
something? You want to know something? I can hear the fat wiggling in your throat.
yeah, all right.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I'm going to be
okay.
upset because some girl has you for a date.
Yeah.
My God, you are a maniac.
A maniac?
I cannot believe
you're so hot for me, that's why you're staying on the line with me.
Look at,
oh, my
can
God.
Can I interrupt?
No, she would have hung up, Mr. Henry, if she thought I was really all that gross. Anybody with the name Beth, you know what that means?
Yeah.
Wide load.
Bill, where do you find this
All right, okay.
Wide load, back it up.
All right.
Mr. Henry, can I give out my website?
No, you can't. Got enough freaking business on my show to last a lifetime. Any girl named Beth. Although a girl named Bethany.
You got that right. And
look at man, I ain't giving you the number to the jet lag lounge, okay? All right, 1-800-449-8686. On now to our listener flashback request. And this is from Mark Newman. No, he's our engineer.
What an idiot.
This is from who? Robert in Tucson. It was to Mark Newman, our engineer, our producer and technical director. Dear Phil, this letter is to serve as my request to hear the Tony Neal wide eye for the black guy bit. Thanks, Robert in Tucson. And there's a bunch of other stuff blacked out here, bud. Did you do that?
Yeah, because he was calling you a butthole.
All right, great. So it said, Dear Butthole, would you please play?
Yeah.
All right, here it is, Robert. It's wide eye for the black guy, Tony Neal, by request.
Tony, I don't understand how you can make these assumptions about the black man, you know, not knowing how to go into a bank and write a check. I mean, can't you make the same assumption about a white man or a Mexican man or, you know, an Asian? I mean, how can you make these assumptions and say that they're accurate?
I've watched Emergency 911.
And you think that's accurate research? I mean, have you done any research, any scientific proof whatsoever that
well, there's an interesting study. There's an interesting study being done right now at MIT, and they've been able to synthesize the actual instant when the African American turned away from the Cadillac and was more interested.
Will you get out of here with this?
I don't understand.
What do you mean
they
synthesized?
How that's even relevant? How is that even relevant? I mean, what you're saying right now, what your show, your whole basis of your show
is
saying that the black man is stupider than the white man. Is that what you're saying? That the black man is incapable.
I'd say, are you black?
No, I'm not black.
Well, then in your case, I'd say that it's the reverse. But
oh, that's really funny, man. I got that.
So you're saying, yeah, I have a degree. I'm in grad school. I would not say that.
You have a degree?
Yes. And just, you have
no basis. What you got. Let me guess. You're blonde. That was uncalled for. I would say, Jennifer,
what the color of my hair, what I look like.
You're either
like
a blonde or a redhead, and I can tell you the redheads I've known, oh, my God. You know, give
that
them a quarter
nothing,
and they put it in a
gumball
machine.
That has nothing to do with what you're talking about. Let's get back to the point and get back to the subject of you.
Look, have you ever heard of the show Punked? I'd like you to look through your kitchen window right now. We have you on camera. You know what? Jennifer, you've been punked.
This isn't about me.
All
this
right.
conversation is not about me. It's
exactly.
about you and about your show.
Jennifer, you've been punked.
Show.
And I'm Ashton Kutcher. Or Kutcher.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
You don't even know how to pronounce it. This
Kutcher,
isn't about this
Kutcher,
isn't about me. This is about you and
Michener,
your show.
James Michener. Hello, I'm James Michener, and you've been punked.
Demeaning to black men.
Yes,
your
I mean, the
show
demeaning
is being
aspect,
demeaning.
It's demeaning.
Do you understand that?
Say that word again. It's what?
Demeaning.
Demeaning? Well, demeaning is, it's just fun. That's demeaning. But you can read any meaning into what you want. See, that's another
joke. Well, you're making fun of the black man, and you're saying that the black
Mr.
man
Neal,
is
isn't
more
it true
stupid.
That, isn't it true, Mr. Neal, you're just one of these producers that runs around looking to rip off somebody's idea, and this show is about as worthy as that Beverly Hillbillies reality show.
Well, that was my idea, too.
Yeah, congratulations. That didn't get on the air either.
Right, your show is so far.
Are you guys trying to tell me
reality.
My show, does it suck?
Yeah, I would not watch. I would be so offended. I would protest your show.
Well, Jennifer, I'd like you to know I'm Richie Cunningham, and you've been punked.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
You have a problem with your morals, Margaret. You've got it all mixed up. Your husband's dream is to see the Mediterranean.
You know what,
the residents of your apartment
who
building.
Who are you
wait a minute,
to tell
wait,
me
wait,
about
I'm
my
not,
morality?
Wait.
I have been a property owner now for the last
the
25 years with my
husband. The
residents of your
apartments have a dream, too.
Yes,
and that dream
has nothing to do with flushing a toilet.
Without walking through sewage.
Oh, is that their dream? And you know that how? That's
just
a dream?
By listening to the
slime oh my God.
In your...
Yeah. Here's my
voice.
Dream for my life, to go to the bathroom
too
on a toilet that flushes.
Your husband can't go to the Mediterranean. Too bad. You have a responsibility
you know something?
To the
you
people
know what?
You
don't know what it will be like to stand on the bow of a beautiful Costa motor yacht.
Give me a break. You've got to be fake. You can't be
you know
a
what?
Real human
Let
being.
Me tell you what's fake. You're fake because you don't live in the real world. I live in
for
a
God
real
sake,
world.
Stop being so selfish
I
and
live
look
in a
at world. The
world.
Look at the world.
I am looking
You're
at the world.
You're worried about your husband who's coughing up phlegm.
You don't have a husband to worry about. You don't have loved ones to worry about. You wouldn't give your last breath for the people that you love. Well, I would.
Well, give your last breath, but don't give him the Mediterranean.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Give
but
your
you know what? Let your husband die in a pool of his own
clean.
Filth, but don't make sure you stake the sewer first.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
You know,
I've got a song for you, and it's called Come Sail Away.
Shame on you.
You know, if you were here right now, I'd a roundhouse kick you so quick.
I bet you would.
I would. I'd come right around with a roundhouse, just a
I
heel right
around. Because
a windmill kick.
Nothing left to say.
I would windmill the side
you
of your head with my boot.
Nothing left to say that has any merit whatsoever.
I do have something left to say. That's standing
you
on the bow of a Tesla motor yacht
low value.
And singing a song that I
your
remember from the 1976 album,
yourself?
Which was
me,
called, I Believe...
Me. Hey, have
Stick,
you ever heard of
Come Sail Away
by George Harrison?
Come sail away, oh, come sail away, come sail away with me. Come sail. You know what I'd do? I'd rip that cheap Eva Gabor wig right off of your melon, Cheryl.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
How do you segue to football story from Tony Neal / Herb Sewell? How do you do it from the rain, hydroplaning, and almost killing yourself? I know. Why don't we go to a commercial and then just pretend it's a sports show?
Great idea.